a good day to get gone.
Let's make a good day out of today's good day. Monday, it is November 11th, 2013, Veterans Day. You remember one of the lessons that came because there was school. We used to have school when I was in elementary school because this didn't go into effect. The law which required November 11th to be Armistice Day or Veterans Day didn't go into effect until in the 70s. So there, when I was in do I dare admit this, Kenny? When I was just a boy, I was in elementary school in the 50s, and we were in school on these days. And so it became a way to learn. And I maintain this all the time. And suggest that it's something for us to analyze as we get further and further. We have this day off for this reason, and that day off for another reason, and this blah, blah, blah. So in terms of how children ought to learn or students ought to learn about the significance of something like Armistice Day, learning about World War I, and as has been described by many, the bloodiest thing that ever occurred on the planet. Because of all the new paraphernalia that was developed, it was the first time airplanes were used in combat, and the first time a lot of weaponry was developed. It was just really bloody. And so from that, we've become numb a little bit, because there has never been a major war fought other than the Civil War here in our country. So whether I don't believe, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, that there is any acknowledgement of the Civil War in terms of veterans, right? Because of the two sides. Does anybody know how that...
I'm not sure how that works, if we acknowledge that.
Well, how would you do it?
I mean, you'd have to.
I mean, certainly there's nobody alive now. Jennifer Horn is here with Ken Kessler on Good Day. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. So, I would imagine you, because the Union soldiers were the ones that fought for... The United States, the Union, to keep us together, correct? Yeah, they wanted to keep those Confederate states, and so you would think at least those soldiers would be counted.
Mm.
I mean, the Confederacy was their own thing. Mm. Not that they weren't Americans. They were.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm going to go to the judges' table on this one.
Good for you.
I mean, I'd allow them all in, but, you know.
Well, but I don't know that we think about... That war, in terms of, I think...
Do you lay awake at night just thinking about weird stuff like this?
Yes, I do. I wake up in the middle of the night or early in the morning, and I figure, how can we trip everybody up?
Right.
Yes. Thoughts, though. They are good thoughts, important thoughts to have. 888-302-3684. So a number of things are being done. Banks closed today. Federal government closed today. And the schools are closed today. Anything that has to do with the government, I think, is probably closed.
For all you people, I say, I'm jealous.
Why?
Because wouldn't it be nice to have a little day off?
Nah.
Unwind. Think about the people that have served the country.
Yeah. But are you going to do that?
I would if you gave me the day off.
I was talking with a fellow earlier, and I said, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to cook some steaks.
Yeah. Maybe go buy some sheets. That's what you do on Veterans Day.
Yeah. We are. We won't be on the air at 11 o'clock, but precisely 11 a.m., November 11th, 1918, is when the armistice was signed. Uri Geller is going to join us later on today. He's very, very focused on the significance of the number 11.
He's amped 11, up 11, yeah.
11, 11, yeah. And it's an important... 11-11 is... It's important for reasons... That a lot
my
of people don't understand.
1111.
Say that again.
It's my bank code.
Oh, good. Now we have to know is your bank, and we'll be all set. That's one of the silliest things. People choose these silly passwords and codes and yada yada. All right, let's see what else is going on here. The people are desperate in the Philippines.
Oh, so
thousands are here dead. If you look at some of the videos, some of the pictures that are coming from there.
It's about 10,000 over the weekend.
10,000 dead? Yeah. I think it's 12,000 now, and I think I saw that earlier. But the number is going to, you're not going to really understand what is going on there until well after all of the devastation is sort of is evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
Super Typhoon Haiyan, I believe is how it was, H-A-I-Y-A-N is how you pronounce it,
mm-hmm.
Haiyan. There are a team of American Marines and sailors set to assist with the search and rescue operations and provide air support that have arrived in the Philippines. Yeah, you just, it takes your breath away, frankly.
It does. And services, I mean, no water, no power,
nothing.
Hmm.
Like back to the days when there was no power and there was no electricity. We've all come to think that this is natural and normal. But remember, electricity has really only been around for a couple of hundred years.
Yeah.
You know that,
and I know,
right?
You and I always talk, and we giggle a little bit about how the weather, how people in the media make such a big deal about weather. You know, it's going to be the biggest hurricane season ever. We don't get any hurricanes. But this is the biggest storm recorded on record, like ever, in all of recorded history. And that puts it into perspective. That's
not
no
ever
joke.
In the history of the planet, but ever
but
in terms
recorded
of
history.
Weather records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weather records. So,
which still gives it some clout, that's for sure.
Yeah, right, yep. So there's that. You know, you compare this sort of thing. I'm going to make one mention of this and one mention only. Miley Cyrus smoked a joint on stage during the MTV Awards in Amsterdam, and then apparently it was smoking afterwards. And people have... This is like, if you watch the entertainment shows... You'd think this was the most important thing to happen on the planet for a month.
Not by a stretch. Yeah.
Well, it's just, it's more indulgence into somebody who ought to be ignored. That's all. So you can say what you want to about Billy Ray Cyrus and his wife or whatever. There was something missing in the way this kid was brought up. Yeah. Otherwise, you don't behave the way she
like
behaves.
All the Hollywood stars that grow up as kids, it's somehow something is missing because they're kind of, they could become the meal ticket.
I don't know that that's true. I don't think Ron Howard is that way.
No, I think it's the exception more than it is. I mean, it seems like the kids that grow up as child stars, all, you know, so the majority of them have issues.
Well, that's because they were indulged too much.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the case now versus was it like that before? Question to be answered. 888-302-3684. Suspended Miami guard Richie Incognito says his teammate Jonathan Martin sent a threatening text last week after their relationship became a subject of a harassment case. Now, who's going to be afraid of that? Question, that's all. 14 after the hour. Good day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a must be masked responsibly.
It's autumn and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance super buys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle.
But Tuesdays?
Ho-ho, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian Zing? They got Asian Zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you're seeking greatness this football season, you found greatness because at Buffalo Wild Wings, they have their limited time pub burger with smoked cheddar cheese, their Stampede burger with jalapeno cream cheese, the Hail Mary burger, and their Reuben burger. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, hooray! 17 after. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Kenny is monitoring social media. Jennifer is here to add a congratulations to the Miss Universe pageant. Miss Universe was chosen over the weekend.
Ooh, pretty.
They had the event in Moscow.
Ugh. Winner was Snowden a judge.
Interesting. The winner was Gabriela Asler of Venezuela. Ecuador, the Philippines, Brazil finished in the top five. Last year's winner was Olivia Culpo of the United States. So people are crying foul because there were no... This is how silly jingoism, I believe it's called. Because there were no Americans. There's only one American anyway. But Miss America contender for Miss Universe didn't make it into the top five.
Top she should have worked harder then, shouldn't she?
Miss Brazil, Miss Philippines, Miss Ecuador, Miss Spain, and Miss Venezuela. Right?
Wow. All right, lay them on me one more time. That's a lot of South America.
The ones, yeah, exactly. These were all the Miss Universe contest featured the winner, Miss Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Second was Miss Spain. Third was Miss Ecuador. Fourth was Miss Philippines. And five was Ms. Brazil.
Okay.
All right. Got it? Get it? Get it on. There was no decision reached, no deal. A lot of negotiations in Geneva where world diplomats failed to come up with an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. I thought they did come up with an agreement.
No, Iran's changing things.
Are they balked at the language? Yeah. The deal?
It seems strange that that would happen, coming from such a solid country like Iran. But you know,
it is shocking.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that's shocking, or maybe it isn't because we've gotten so used to it. The number of shootings over the weekend.
Ugh.
Out of control house party in Houston. Two people dead there. 16-year-old suspect taken into custody after opening fire at an ice skating rink in Manhattan. So every Monday, it's the same crap. Here's something. An employee at an Oregon animal sanctuary was mauled by a wildcat.
Ooh.
In the Wildcat Haven Sanctuary. Authorities did not say what type of animal was responsible, only the animal had been locked in a cage following the incident. Really? Why wasn't the animal in a cage?
Before the incident, prior. Well, it's a sanctuary, so they probably let it wander free, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what happens sometimes. I'm developing a bovine sanctuary on my farm here in Massachusetts. There's a horse sanctuary out in Palmer, Mass, which saves horses from all around the Northeast. More and more of these sanctuaries work directly with people who are trying to save cows and use the cows also in therapy. Appropriate conversation for Veterans Day. There are many veterans who are helped by equine involvement around horses, and I'm going to do the same thing as I can is develop a program for using bovine cattle, young calves and young cows for helping. I think it's an appropriate thing to do. 21 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
America is still the best country, and that's without a doubt. America is still the best country without a doubt. And if anybody says it ain't, you just try to put them out. They ain't going nowhere. You got a good fight. When I told you one time that I was a shoeshine boy, every word I said, I meant. But name me any other country, you can start as a shoeshine boy and shake hands with the president.
He makes a good point. That's James Brown, America is My Home. One of the pieces of music that may be appropriate if you haven't heard this for a long time. It's been a long, long time since I heard this. America My Home, James Brown. Here's Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson with America Remains.
We are heroes on the homeland. America Remains.
Feel like
this is cool. I like it.
Hey, all of our friends, a lot of times you see.
I am a Midwest farmer.
So these guys like just getting together and just sort of humming strong.
John Deere tractor.
John Deere tractor. Yeah. I have those red tractors. Never mind those green tractors. Red tractors. Red tractors rule.
My crop will die.
25 after the hour. All right, the late night shows from Friday, as we focus actually both on Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon.
Big story. The Food and Drug Administration announced it is now looking to ban all trans fat nationwide. They want to ban trans fat. To which Chris Christie said, that will never happen if I am president of the United States. That's right. Actually, you know how you can tell if your food has trans fat? If it tastes delicious. It's like extra gluten, too.
Big, big celebrity news. This is crazy. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is now saying that sometime in 2015 she will actually perform a concert from space. I mean, that's great. You know, it's always so much fun when an artist performs a show in their hometown. I always find it fun and charming. And of course, it was a little weird at first. They offered her a spacesuit, and she goes, I'll just grab one out of my closet.
26 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Schools and libraries are closed today. No mail delivery. I'm getting my mail delivered now at 6:30 at night.
Are you serious?
That's what time the postal guy, because it gets dark at 4:45, the postal truck on the wrong side of the road got run into the other night. Whoever sees the mailman showing up at 6:30, that's how bad the delivery is here in the rural. It's an RFD delivery. Most communities probably will not have any town services, municipal services, because most of the town, state, federal offices will be closed today.
So this is just a drill for another government shutdown, right?
Yeah, okay. Basically. Yeah. Schools are closed. Retail stores, I mean, everybody pretty much is open today, right? Liquor stores are open. Supermarkets open.
I think so, Dougie.
Convenience stores are open. The taverns are open already. Yeah. Stock market is even open today, which is rather interesting. Stock market open today. How are you observing Veterans Day? I think we've posted that, haven't we, on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Kenny?
Yes, we did.
Poll today, also at DougStefan.com, with the same question. You're going to a parade? You're going to a museum? You're spending the day with your family? Are you going to go shopping? What are you going to do? It's another work day for many people. So whatever it is, you can tell us, share with us what it is that you think about Veterans Day, what your experience is, all of those things are part and parcel of a welcome discussion here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's 28 minutes after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Are American drone strikes theoretically against Al-Qaeda killing more civilians than terrorists?
I've been really uncomfortable with this from the get-go. I understand that in some particular instances, drones may be very useful, but how would we feel if the Pakistanis were flying drones over our cities and just occasionally, you know, taking somebody out? Wouldn't take us long to be really angry at Pakistan. So why do we think that other people on the other side of the world are so very different from us?
You know, I actually largely agree with Ron on this issue. We have made war too sterile, too abstract. It doesn't have the meaning it once did when you had your people on the battlefield and were risking your individuals. We're only risking aluminum flying in the sky. The fact that we can use the drones here as well for invasion of privacy.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Stephen, good day program, 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. I'm reading a book, Jennifer, called The Desire Map.
Uh-oh.
It is a guide to creating goals, focusing on how to understand what it is that you want.
Right. Clarity. A lot of times we don't know, right?
Right. Generating those feelings, because behind every desire, suggests the book, there is a feeling. And your feelings will lead you to your soul. I find that to be about as profound a statement as I have read or heard for a long time. Let me repeat it. Behind every desire, think about your desires. Think about what it is in your life today that you desire most.
Cake. It's just a short-term goal, though.
I was thinking a brownie with some Eastleigh Farm vanilla ice cream on it. Be pretty good about now.
Yum.
Yum. Anyway, I'm going to remind people of that through the course of the day today, all right? And I think maybe is appropriate for a Veterans Day. I'm not even comfortable with the word celebration. What do we celebrate? I suppose we are, in a sense. We're paying tribute. Isn't that a better way of making reference to all of this? Paying tribute.
But you can say we celebrate our veterans today.
Okay. There's a video
and our veterinarians.
Today. Yeah. Both. There's no audio with this, so I can't really have Ethan. Well, it is Ethan. What am I talking about? I mean, Evan.
It's Evan.
I can.
It is Ethan.
It's Evan. Where is there an Ethan connected to us? Hmm. Didn't we used to have an Ethan connected
to us? You're like that psychic.
It's on the farm.
Bob. Who's Bob? I see that there is a Bob connected to you.
No, there's a Jim.
Named John Edwards.
There's a Jim connected to you. That's the video of the day today.
Not to this girl lately.
Pretty amazing time-lapse video of this homeless veteran who undergoes kind of makeover. You will be absolutely amazed at the transformation that happens to him by the end of the process. So it's worth just a few minutes of your time to check it out. Kenny, what was your first impression when you saw this for the first time?
Well, he looks like, you know, at the beginning, like a stereotypical, I hate to say that, but a stereotypical, what you would think you would see a homeless person hanging out near the entrance to the subway or out on the streets. And by the end of it, he is a completely different man, and it's not just because he has better clothes and a haircut. You can just see the moment he looks in the mirror when they are done, and his face completely changes, and you can just see that he is a different person now.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what this reminded me of when I saw it? Do you remember a couple of years ago, the radio guy who was homeless, Ted Williams was his name?
Yeah.
Remember what happened to him, how he transformed? He went from standing on the corner begging.
Yep.
Somebody saw him and they gave him a job, and then it went to another job. I don't know what happened to the guy, where he is now.
And he
now
had that golden voice.
Yeah.
And right. Something happened. Didn't something happen where he screwed it up? And
right.
Then
he went to Cleveland, worked on a radio station in Cleveland. That's the last I remember of
him. I thought he had a problem with something.
Well, I think he had substance abuse, but
right. I thought he kind of fell off the wagon after his five.
Can we Google
months.
Him? Let's just see.
Let's
where.
Let's do it. I'm Googling right now, except I wrote Ted, and I wrote Red instead of Ted.
I think it's Ted Williams. I think his name is Ted.
Voiceover artist. Yes, it is, sir.
So what, besides things that are open and closed today, are there restaurants in your community serving free meals for veterans? There are in my community, and I'm betting that there are a lot of restaurants. If there is someone in a restaurant that is offering meals to homeless men and women who are in this, were in the service, please call us at 888-302-3684 so you may tell your story. I would like to acknowledge you and your restaurant and you on this Veterans Day. So if you're offering, if you have a small restaurant and you're listening to this program, wherever you are in the country, you can just call us at 888-302-3684 and tell us where your restaurant is. People are listening. We had somebody call earlier who was a homeless vet. There are veterans causes, and I'm guessing that there will be a lot of people today that will get scammed. And I say that only because that's one of the sad realities of any request that is put out there for money. You could Google funding a veterans cause in your town or your state or in the federal government, and I'll bet you you're going to come up with, because they don't filter these things online unless I'm mistaken, Kenny. Somebody wants to put something up, they just put it up, and you could be encouraged to give to something that wasn't a true, legitimate charity. I don't know how you vet them, but...
Would you like your Ted Williams update?
No, I want to just have... Kenny wanted to say something about...
Oh, I'm sorry.
How we give money to wounded warriors.
Go ahead,
no,
take
no,
it away.
Actually.
Oh, you weren't?
Actually, I didn't. I was just agreeing with you. You have to be really careful at some of those. You have to check out their websites and just do a simple search on them, because people will, if anybody has any information, it'll be on the Internet.
Yeah.
It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be somewhere, and you'll be able to find out if there are complaints or even the suggestion that they're not on the up and up.
Yeah, there are a lot of places where you will find a, Bunker Hill in Boston is a place where people go on Veterans Day to rally, and there are many groups that are there collecting money for whatever their causes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of open houses, that kind of stuff. So you can speak out about it. 888-302-3684. That's bottom line stuff. Very important for us to acknowledge these people. And for us to I get frustrated because I think we do such a bad job, and I don't want to keep underscoring that we do a bad job, because I make it pretty clear that I'm not happy with the government and the way they treat men and women who have been in the service. So let's get off of that. I want to get on to something that was emailed to me by a lady named Sandy, who listens to this program in Arizona. Matter of fact, she said that she gave this information to somebody and they didn't believe it. So you listen to the story. You tell us whether you think this happened. This supposedly happened last week. And the acknowledgement, I think, is a very positive one. That's why I'm telling you the story. Gas company in Phoenix brought its call center from India back to Phoenix because of customer complaints. It created 300 jobs in Arizona. The people who call, and I had this experience over the weekend, frankly. I'm trying to remember what I called, who I called. I was looking for some, wasn't information. I had to correct something or fix something. And I don't know that I went to India, but I went someplace where I could barely express myself and feel like the person on the other end was hearing what I'm saying. And you wonder out loud, why would they bother? I would think this would be a great thing. Here's an idea. For those of you who are trying to help veterans and you're thinking this might be a good job, call centers manned by people who are veterans. I remember last year we had an ad for some company that was looking for veterans to go work in the oil fields. Wasn't that, was that last year about this time? Seems to me I remember that. I don't remember the name of the company, but I do remember them doing that. I would think that would be a great way, and I think there are tax consequences associated with it as well. Anyway, so to go back to this story about the Indian call center that was moved back to the United States, one thing that you can do that brings this into the focus, the United States has required by law, and I don't know whether you knew this, this is partially why I'm telling you the story. The law is anytime you call an 800 number, let's say it's for credit cards or maybe banking, Verizon, health, insurance problems, computer help, whatever it is, and you find you cannot understand what the representative is saying to you, whether he or she is in India or wherever, you may do this. After you connect and you realize the customer service rep is not from the USA and you can't understand what he or she is saying, you very politely say, I'd like to speak to a customer service representative in the United States. The rep may suggest talking to her manager or his manager, but you say, thank you, I'd like to speak to a customer service rep in the USA. This is the law. Did you know that, Jennifer? That call centers have been required to have the ultimate response be
a base of operations.
A base of operations in America. So, and by the way, this the law also requires that it must be in less than a minute to have your call redirected to the United States. So, I'm looking at some other places where this has happened. Phoenix is one. Fort Lauderdale is another where there were jobs created. Interestingly enough, the call center for this company, somebody has an aside here, says, well, they're all Hispanic. I can't understand them anyway, whether they're in the U.S. And that really is, that's just, that is a side problem in a sense, right? We have a lot of people in this country who are Americans. You can work for an American company, but if you have a heavy, thick accent, it could be Eastern European, could be Hispanic, could be any number of things. It might be hard, just as hard for you to understand what they're saying as it is for the people you talk to in India or wherever it may be. But the point is that you're supposed to have, the law requires that you can get solutions to your problem by being spoken to in real English. And I didn't know whether people knew that or not, but I just came up with the idea, why not have, as a Veterans Day project, how about having a business like this run by veterans? Maybe they're disabled and they can't do regular physical work, but they certainly can talk, use their brain, use their fingers.
Sure.
Right? Is that an idea?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the idea department, 16 before the hour. Here's another idea. If you have a need for thicker, fuller, and healthier hair, and you don't want to wait for a long time, that is what it takes to have, if you have a hair transplant and you wait, what is it, about 6 months before the hair actually starts to grow, that's, it's maybe going to look good. It's going to hurt for a while after you have it done. May I suggest that the quicker, better, and much less pain, and much less expensive, much less painful way to deal with the hair that you're losing is to use Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia's key ingredient is something that cleanses out the pores in your scalp. So all of the debris that's been left there over the years, and you'd be amazed to look at some of the things that come out of people's hair when it's washed, and those pores are unplugged like cement in there with some of the cheap shampoos that people use these days. Clean it up, get it out, and watch the hair come back through the pores and begin to grow. That's what Provia will do. It's amazing. It's wonderful. You can come up with all kinds of adjectives. Great. Better looking, revitalize your hair follicles, blocking the DHT and improving your scalp circulation, opening up the pores in your scalp safely, naturally, and without nasty side effects. That's what happens when you use safer, stronger Provia. Provia and the Super Concentrate will come to you by dialing 800-525-8319. Excuse me, let me repeat that. 800-525-8319 for Provia. And Provia Super Concentrate. It works faster. Make sure you'll get it for the same price. We mentioned Doug Steffen. When you call, the hair that you used to have can come back. Fuller, thicker, richer. It's cool. And it's going to, one woman called, on Saturday, I think, said the Provia was causing her hair to come out. No, what it's doing is cleaning out. It may be that in the pores there may be a little bit of hair stuck in there, and that may be what's coming out. But this will get the hair growing back again. It's very cool and very natural. 800-525-8319. You say, what's the name of the product again? It's Provia. 800-525-8319.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Seeing is believing. At least that's what many Americans who wear contact lenses think when it comes to determining if their contact lenses are dirty. They believe that their contact lenses are in need of cleaning only if they actually see dirt on the lens or feel discomfort. Yet in fact, most bacteria, proteins, and fungus that grow on contact lenses and lead to discomfort are invisible. Dr. Christine Sint, an optometrist and contact lens expert, says this misperception could lead to increased risks of infection.
It is important that contact lens wearers not be short-sighted when it comes to contact lens care. Just because contact lenses may look clean does not mean they are. As you wear them, contact lenses are exposed to bacteria, fungus, and proteins that can build up over the course of the day. Poor contact lens care habits, such as reusing contact lens solutions or topping off yesterday's lens solutions, can lead to discomfort or, even worse, increase the risk of blurred vision and infection.
For more important tips about proper contact lens care, visit pourthatout.com.
All right, I'm looking around for, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, by the way. I'm Doug Dudley, to my friends and cohorts and people who love me, Jennifer Korn.
On the cob.
Not hardly. Kenny Kessler here on Good Day. We're all searching for stories. There is an interesting story from Lancaster, California, which is about an hour north and a little east from Los Angeles proper. Story of Gerald Hancock, who came back from Iraq missing an arm. The one that he still had didn't work very well. His body was burned all over. The man was homeless. And so the town took it upon themselves to, and this is going to happen over, I think, today, to come up with a place for him to live. Students in a history class in the high school in the town were the ones who got it done. They found a modest mobile home, and they figured out a way to fund it for the guy, and it's now handicap accessible. They raised about $15,000-$20,000, apparently, for this guy. His name is Gerald Hancock. Isn't that a great story?
That's great.
This is why there ought to be school today, so kids can hear these stories and decide to take action. I think the students and the teacher that did this ought to be very proud of themselves, frankly. 51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 53 after the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is here to make a difference at Veterans Day. He's on the call and in the ready, and he wants to talk with you about Motorola filing a patent for a microphone that would be tattooed directly to your throat. Man, wow. I want to hear.
Yeesh.
No more big microphone in front of my face.
No,
it's going to be
problem.
Stuck in my throat.
Ugh.
Who's going to turn it on and who's going to turn it off, though? That'll be the question after this.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, would you let Motorola tattoo a microphone to your throat? If a new patent filed by the company is any indication, that's exactly what Motorola plans to have you do. The microphone would have a transceiver and a power supply and would capture vibrations directly from your larynx to cut out background noise. The device would be able to communicate with your phone through Bluetooth, NFC, or some other wireless protocol, just like traditional headsets do today. Now, Motorola has been known to bend the definition of the word tattoo and has used the term to apply to thin, pliable strips that adhere to your body and are replaced on a weekly basis. The technology isn't totally crazy, though, and it's somewhat similar to the bone inductive transducers, which let you hear sounds by vibrating the bones in your head. Now, it may seem like a steep and permanent price to pay for cutting out some noise, but at least you'll never misplace your microphone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
The world's largest supplier of mobile networks and services is out now with its latest go-to source for trends and outlooks on worldwide mobility. The story comes to us now from Brian Osich.
The latest edition of the Ericsson Mobility Report is out and predicts huge growth in the number of mobile subscriptions in just over 5 years. Ericsson's Don McCullough.
Today we have about 2 billion mobile broadband subscriptions around the world, but we're anticipating that number to jump to 8 billion by 2019.
Moreover, mobile subscribers want data services, which means smartphones are outpacing standard voice phones on the market.
The report found 55% of all mobile phones sold in the third quarter were smartphones. That's compared to only 40% for the full year in 2012.
With all these smartphones being used, networks need to provide a better user experience.
3G is still the dominant access technology, but we're forecasting LTE, 4G, to jump from today's 150 million subscriptions to 2.6 billion globally in 2019. It'll be even more impressive in North America, where LTE is going to be available to 95% of the population by 2019.
For more, go to Ericsson.com/Ericsson Mobility Report. That's Technology Now from Ericsson.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
The story of a suburban Philadelphia housewife who's been banned from using Twitter as part of her sentence for stalking. The judge barred 34-year-old Sandia Young from tweeting for at least 5 years. Authorities say she used derogatory and harassing tweets against people involved in a custody case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.